Good morning.
大家早上好。
Good to see everyone.
早上能见到大家真好。
Let's start with a couple of sections of verses, beginning in Galatians chapter 4.
我们先一起来念一些经文。第一部分是加拉太书第四章。
So Galatians chapter 4, we're going to read verses 1 through 7.
我们会读第一节到第七节。
Galatians chapter 4, the first two verses. Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he is owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by the father.
我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师傅和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。
So also while we...were children, were held in bondage under the elemental things of the world.
我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此。
Verse 4.
第四节。
But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Then Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 17.
罗马书第八章十四到十七节。
Beginning in verse 14, For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
14节到15节，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, so that we might also be glorified with Him.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Just have another further word of prayer.
我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we do thank you that we can come to you and you are our Abba Father.
主，我们感谢你，我们可以来到你面前，你是我们的阿爸父。
It's your delight to speak to us and to reveal yourself to us.
你喜悦来向我们说话，喜悦向我们显现。
So Lord, we do come as your children and we do ask that by your mercy you would give us ears to hear.
主，我们实在是你的儿女，来到你的面前，求你给我们可听的耳朵。
To hear what you want to tell us, to hear what you want to reveal concerning Christ this day.
使我们来听见你要向我们显现说基督到底是谁。
Lord, may we be attentive and surrender all to you.
主，求你使我们可以留意，我们要将一切来降服在你底下。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名。
So recently, there have been several sharings on the topics of discipleship and sonship.
最近我们有很多讲到门徒还有做儿子。
And all believers are called to be disciples.
所有的信徒都被呼召来做门徒。
Learners and followers of Christ.
我们要做学习耶稣的人，跟随耶稣的人。
We learn Christ's ways by living in His presence.
我们学习他的法则乃是通过跟随他。
By being yoked with him and by listening to him.
我们来与他一同负轭，我们来听从他。
And he has given us his indwelling Holy Spirit.
他也赐给我们内住的圣灵。
His Spirit has given to help us.
这个圣灵是赐给我们来帮助我们。
And it's important for us to remember we never graduate from being disciples.
我们需要注意的是我们从来都不会做门徒这件事情上还从来不会停止。
It's also important to note that we are disciples of Christ and Christ only.
我们也需要知道我们是做基督的门徒也只做他的门徒。
So our brother Nee was once asked, how many disciples do you have? And our brother said, none.
有一次有人问我们的尼弟兄说你有多少个门徒尼弟兄说我一个也没有
Our brother Nee was not looking for man to follow man.
我们的弟兄他不是要寻找一个跟随人的人
His desire was to lead others to Christ and for them to be captured and discipled by Christ.
他渴慕的是将大家带到神面前让大家被神被耶稣所抓住被他来做他的门徒
In fact, our Lord Jesus is so awesome, so infinite. He's just beyond description.
实际上我们的主实在是太伟大他超过我们所能测度所能尽数的。
And he is so glorious that we will be discovering more of him throughout eternity.
他实在是太过的荣耀我们只会在永恒里面发现他还有更多更多。
And this goal of discipleship that he has for us is to become sons.
他使我们做他的门徒的目标乃是我们可以长大成为儿子
Maturing from children into sons
我们从孩童能够长大成为儿子
Last week our brother Kevin reminded us that Jesus is the firstborn son
上一周广仁弟兄跟我们讲到耶稣是那长子
The one who laid down his life to bring many sons into glory
他倾倒自己的生命要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里
I think it's important to note that the term sons here is both male and female.
这里面讲到的儿子指的不仅是男性也是女性。
Sonship speaks of male and female together. We are to be sons and daughters of Christ.
这个儿子的名分乃是把我们所有男性女性都带进去我们要做神的儿子和女儿们。
And God desires that collectively we fully mature into this being sons.
神实在渴慕我们可以来完全长大成为儿子
Now this is not something we can do in ourselves
这并不是我们可以靠自己来完成的
But it is the power of the Holy Spirit
乃是借着圣灵的大能
And through this power the character and the likeness of Christ is formed in us
借着这个大能圣灵的能力以及形象可以在我们里面来成形
But we must cooperate We mustSurrender and cooperate and be obedient to his leading.
但我们必须与圣灵合作，我们要来顺从他的带领。
Submitting his ways that he may mature us up.
我们要来顺服他，使他使我们可以长大。
To be mature, to take on the responsibility of being stewards in the house of God.
我们可以长大，能够来承担起在家中做管家的责任。
So therefore, while we are.Being discipled by Christ, it's unto being matured as children or from children into becoming sons.
所以当我们在圣灵的管教底下我们做基督的门徒我们乃是要从神的孩童要长大成为神的儿子。
This is the Father's heart. This is serving His eternal purpose.
这是父亲的心这是他永远的旨意。
So in the brief time we have this morning, I want to consider just three aspects of this growing from children into sons.
所以今天早上短短的时间，我们希望来讲到三点关于我们长大成为儿子。
And the first is our relationship with God as our Abba Father.
第一个是我们与神的关系乃是他是我们的阿爸父。
The second aspect is we want to look at living under an open heaven.
第二点会讲到我们要住在一个敞开的天底下。
And then third, we'll consider a little bit this being stewards in the house of God.
第三点我们会讲到成为家中的管家。
So first, let's consider this aspect of relationship.
首先我们现在想一想关系这件事情。
God as our Abba Father.
神是我们的阿爸父。
So as our brother shared last week, Jesus as the firstborn son knew the Father's heart.
上一周我们有讲到耶稣是那长子，他懂得父亲的心。
And Jesus has also made a way for all of us to be children of God and mature into sons of God.
耶稣也为我们开了这条路，使我们可以来成为神的儿女，也可以成熟长大成为儿子。
On the cross, he sacrificed his life in order to make that way for us.
在十字架上，他愿意舍了他的生命，为着是为我们开这条大道路。
He has won the victory, and now we are placed in Christ.
他已经夸胜，所以我们被放在基督里。
We have this new life within us.
在我们里面有这个新的生命。
However, we daily must cooperate with the Spirit in order to be freed from this slavery of self-life and of the world.
但我们每一天都需要来与圣灵配合，使我们可以来脱离己和世界的辖制。
Christ must increase and we must decrease.
基督必须要兴旺，我必衰微。
Because our responsibility, our calling is to take up responsibility in the house of God. As his co-heirs.
因为我们乃是被呼召要来承担责任，做神家中的后嗣。
So recall the story of the prodigal in Luke chapter 15.
我们会来回顾一下路加福音十五章里面的浪子。
I believe a familiar story to many.
我想大家都很熟悉这个故事。
So prodigal means wayward or one that is foolish and careless.
浪子讲到一个任性、草率又愚昧的人。
Now the father in Luke chapter 15, he had two children.
在路加福音十五章里面，这个父亲他有两个儿子。
And the younger one of these young men asked the father for his share of the estate.
小儿子就跟父亲要了他应得的产业。
He wanted his inheritance, and the father mercifully gave him half of his estate.
他想要他的产业，他的父亲也很怜悯的给了他的这些产业。
But this young man went and he squandered it. He lost all of it through loose living.
但这个年轻人他就任意放荡，浪迹，就是散尽了这些资财。
And the prodigal was left destitute.
所以他最后一无所有。
He was living in poverty. He was feeding and caring for pigs.
他极其的穷苦，只能为别人放猪。
But the scripture said when he came to his senses, he remembered the abundance of his father's house.
但圣经里面讲到，当他醒悟过来，他就回想起父家的丰富。
And he decided to return home with the hope of just even becoming a lowly servant in his father's house.
他就决定要回家，他想我可以来当一个雇工。
So the prodigal was intended to be a son, but in the beginning he was a child that was not maturing.
最开始这个浪子他应该要做一个儿子，但他却不够成熟。
He was occupied with self and desires and pleasing himself.
他被己所占满，他只想取悦自己。
And living for the pleasures of this temporal world.
他只想得着这个世界这些稍纵即逝的快乐。
He was blind to the beauty of a relationship with his father and the goodness of what was in the house.
他没有看到他与父亲的关系是何等的美，他父家是何等的好。
We have to recognize that really this is our nature as well. We tend to stray.
我们需要知道我们的本性也是如此，我们常常要走离。
We often forget the wonder of being in fellowship with the Father.
我们常常忘记与父神有交通是何等的美好。
And we decide to live independently and lean on our own understanding.
我们就决定要独立自主的过活，我们要只靠自己的聪明才智。
Rather than living in the delightful presence and union with our Father.
而不是住在一个与神同在的美好的交通里面。
It's a dependent life, but it's beautiful dependence.
这是一个依靠的生活，但是实在美好。
You know, the greatest blessing we have is whereby we can call Abba.
这个实在是最美的祝福，就是我们可以呼叫阿爸父。
This term Abba speaks of a closeness, of an intimate relationship.
阿爸讲到这是一个非常亲密的关系。
But it also signifies a reverence and an obedience.
但也标志着敬畏和顺服。
The son knows the father's heart, he fully trusts the father, and he delights in obeying him.
这个儿子他晓得父亲的心，他完全的信任父亲，他也喜悦来顺从他。
Abba really is a beautiful word signifying a most blessed relationship.
Abba 实在是一个非常美好的词，讲到一个最蒙福的关系。
Now as children, we often tend to still pursue our own way.
作为孩童，我们很容易还是想做自己的事情。
But as soon as we get into trouble, we cry out for our Father.
但当我们遇到麻烦的时候，我们就呼求父亲。
Inwardly, we know there is wisdom and security in the Father.
其实在我们里面都知道，在父亲那里有智慧，有稳妥。
But until we see the Father and understand the Father's heart, we tend to seek an inheritance of our own will and our own pleasures.
但当我们看见父亲的心之前，我们总是只想找到这个世界上的快乐。
Rather than being responsible as sons with the fullness of the inheritance that we have in Christ.
而不是做一个承担责任的儿子，要来享受，要来管理在父家的产业。
Now, how did the father treat the prodigal when his son finally returned?
那这个故事里面的父亲他是怎么对待回来的浪子呢？
Luke 15:20 says that while the son was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
路加福音15:20里面讲到，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的景象，连连与他亲嘴。
The prodigal then confessed and said, I'm not worthy to even be called your son.
这个浪子就悔改，跟他父亲说，我不配做你的儿子。
But the father brought out the best robe to put on him.
但他的父亲却拿上好的袍子放在他身上。
He had rings put on him and a sandals.
就给他穿上鞋，给他戒指戴上。
And he gave a feast to celebrate his return.
他还摆设宴席来庆祝他儿子的回来。
How enduring is the Father's love for us?
父亲的爱实在是何等的忍耐。
You know, the Father runs to embrace those that are humble and contrite of heart.
我们看到这个父亲，他乃是跑着来拥抱这个忧伤痛悔的心。
His desire is to restore that relationship.
他的心何等的渴慕来恢复这个关系。
You know, it's amazing how he runs to embrace us when we are repentant.
实在是何等的美好，他乃是跑着来拥抱我们悔改的心。
What about the older son?
那大儿子怎么样呢？
Sadly, we remember that the older son was not living in the joyful presence of the father either.
很可惜，我们看到大儿子他其实也没有活在一个喜乐的与父亲的交通里面。
He was serving in the house, but out of reluctance and out of a kind of a reluctance obedience and just kind of out of duty.
他在家中服侍，但好像只是为了要完成任务，好像是不情不愿。
He was also jealous for his own desires and his will. And why haven't you given me things that I can that please myself?
他也因着自己的欲望，他就嫉妒，他觉得你为什么不把这些东西给我？
You know, we may come to all the meetings and we may read our Bibles.
我们可能来聚会，我们读圣经。
And we may do many things that we think are pleasing to the Lord, but the Lord is looking at our hearts.
我们可能做很多事情，我们觉得父神应该会喜欢，但其实神看的是我们的心。
Do we love Him?
我们爱他吗？
Daily, do we come to our Abba Father for fellowship with Him?
每一天，我们有没有来到我们的阿巴父那里？我们要与他交通。
Or as our brother Philip mentioned a couple weeks ago, are we often settling spiritually?
还是说，像上周钟弟兄讲到了，我们在属灵里好像常想安逸。
Think about the separation that occurred when the father had to turn away his face from the son because all the sin of the world was put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们想一想，当基督在十字架上的时候，所有的罪都放在他身上，他必须与父神隔绝。
The suffering that the Lord Jesus went through was very great, but the greatest suffering was this separation from the Father.
基督在十字架上实在受了极重的苦难，但最重的苦难乃是与父神分别。
Even nature itself we see reacted, and there was darkness and thundering and lightnings and shakings.
就算在这个自然界，大家都看到，自然就回应了这个黑暗，这个雷轰还有震动。
But praise the Lord, on the third day, he raised the Lord Jesus, and he has seated him on the throne.
但我们赞美神，在第三天，神就使基督死里复活，坐在宝座上。
The relationship between the Father and the Son was restored.
父与子的关系得到恢复。
Sin and death were defeated.
罪和死已经被击败。
And again, the Father and the Son were able to delight in one another's presence as they do today.
再一次的，父和子可以重新来享受彼此的同在。
So let us consider a practical example in our homes.
让我们来想一想实际应该怎样。
I think it was pointed out recently, God created the family, and the family is intended to manifest God's eternal purpose.
神创造家庭，家庭也乃是为着要来实现神的永远的旨意。
So we have to ask ourselves, what is our home demonstrating?
那我们要问一个问题，我们的家是什么样子？
There should be no gaps.
不应该有间隔。
No generation gap.
没有辈分的间隔。
No communication gap.
没有沟通的间隔。
No language gap.
没有语言的间隔。
No age gap.
没有年龄的间隔。
You know, the love of God overcomes all of these things.
我们知道神的爱乃是战胜一切的。
So are we in fellowship with our children?
我们有没有与我们的孩子有交通呢？
You know, sadly, often we pay more attention to the things of their lives.
我们知道很多时候很可惜，我们看他们世上的事情非常的重。
Their school subjects, their music lessons, their college applications.
我们就关心他们的学业，关心他们的学习音乐，关心他们的大学申请。
Many other activities, but are we nurturing a relationship of father and children?
我们关心很多其他的事情，但我们有没有关注来培养我们之间的关系呢？
Now, all these things have a place in an earthly place.
当然，在地上这些都有一定的重要性。
But I think it's too often that we get caught up in paying attention to these things instead of really investing the time into that relationship that the Lord desires.
但很多时候我们都太多事情把时间放在这些东西上面，而不是来培养这个最重要的和主的关系和儿女的关系。
Through our parent-child relationship, what are we communicating to our sons and daughters about the goals?
当我们父亲与儿女的交谈里面，我们到底讲的我们的目标是什么
？The goals of this life. Are we communicating that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life?
我们有没有在说基督乃是我们在这个地上的中心呢
？Or does our relationship with our children draw them to Christ, and do they see the Father's love?
我们与儿女的关系有没有吸引儿女来到父神面前呢？
Just telling our children to read their Bibles every day.
如果只是告诉你儿女说你要读圣经。
And taking them to the meetings is not fulfilling our God-given parental responsibility.
或者只是带你的儿女去聚会，这并没有来完成神交给你的做父母的责任。
We have a primary responsibility to develop relationships with them.
我们有一个很首要的责任，就是要与儿女建立关系。
And to nurture them into becoming sons and daughters of God.
我们也来帮助他们，使他们长大成为神的儿女。
We need to be fellowshipping together.
我们需要一同来交通。
We need to be praying together. We need to be repenting together.
我们需要一起祷告，一起来悔改。
And we need to be praising Him together.
我们需要一起来赞美神。
We need to be reading the Word of God together in our homes.
我们应该一起来读神的话语。
Christ needs to be the center of our homes.
基督需要成为我们家中的中心。
We need to be exhibiting the heart of the Father to our children in the home.
我们应该向儿女来使他们看见父亲的心。
We need to remember that the relationship is much more important than any worldly gains.
我们需要让他们知道关系比任何世上的得着更宝贵。
So may we be quick to repent and to reconcile whenever we've let anything come in between the relationship between us as parents and our children.
但愿当每一次我们发现有任何事情阻挡父亲儿女之间的关系的时候，我们都快快的悔改，快快的和解。
And the same is true as what we exhibit as husband and wife to our children.
同样的，我们是如何做父亲和母亲对于儿子来说。
We have to recognize this is an attack of the enemy in this day.
我们需要看到这实在是仇敌的攻击。
His desire is to destroy the family, which is the fundamental building block of the church.
他想要来毁坏家庭，家庭乃是教会的基本单位。
Relationships are based on love.
关系乃是基于爱。
Love that encourages, forgives, and disciplines.
这个爱它激励，它饶恕，它管教。
So Hebrews 12:7-8 says, it's for discipline that you endure.God deals with you as with sons.
希伯来书十二章七节里面讲到，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同儿子。
For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons.
管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
So fathers and mothers and those that will be, you have a responsibility to discipline your children.
所以现在做爸爸妈妈的，以及以后要做爸爸妈妈的，我们都知道我们有管教儿子儿女的责任。
But it is intended to be in the same manner that the father disciplines us.
但乃是要像父神管教我们一样来管教儿女。
As his children.
作为他的儿女。
You know, all discipline must be administered in love.
一切的管教都需要在爱里面来做。
And all discipline is intended to bring repentance and restoration of relationship.
一切的管教乃是为着带来悔改以及关系的恢复。
It is not intended to be punishment.
这不是为着刑罚。
Now this takes a lot of wisdom from the Holy Spirit and it takes time.
所以这实在需要圣灵来的智慧和时间。
It takes this new life that's within us and a total reliance upon the Holy Spirit if we're going to properly discipline those under our charge.
这实在需要我们里面有圣灵的生命，也使我们可以来合适的管教儿女。
As a father, I think I can speak the fact that we have done great harm by the way we've tried to discipline our children through our own thoughts and ideas.
作为父亲，我可以来见证，当我们用自己的能力来管教孩子的时候，实在做出了很多伤害。
And we need to cry out to our Abba Father. We have too many homes where the relationships are not being properly nurtured.
我们实在需要向神来呼求，我们实在有许多的关系乃是被破坏的。
But may we be repentant, both as parents and as children.
但愿我们都能够快快的悔改。
And cry out to our Abba Father to restore the right relationships that bring us into His purpose.
我们来向神呼求，求他来恢复我们的关系。
As He is growing all of us up from being children into sons.
使他帮助我们每一个人都要长大成为儿女。
And that together we may grow up into those sons the Lord intends us to be.
我们也要一起都长大成为父神所要我们成为的儿子。
You know, when we were sinners, the Lord lowered himself to come down and to meet us and to redeem us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，神何等的降卑来遇见我们。
It was that important to him.
对他来说是如此的重要。
So do we humbly come and meet our children or others where they are at?
我们也有没有谦卑的来遇见我们的孩子呢
？To come alongside them and to exhibit the heart of the Father.
我们有没有来到他们身边，来使他们看见为父的心肠
？So as a grandfather, it's very interesting to me that how you know we all love babies.
作为爷爷，我觉得很有趣的就是我们都很爱小宝宝。
All babies are cute, right?
所有的小宝宝都很可爱。
We even speak in little baby voices with them because we're trying to engage and identify with them.
我们也喜欢用小孩子的语气跟宝宝们说话，因为我们想要与他们有身份的认同。
So we try to relate to them, but as soon as they start to become a little bit older, we don't nurture that relationship anymore.
我们想要与他们认同，当他们还是小孩子的时候，当等他们长大了，我们好像就没有花那么多时间来建立这个关系。
We no longer spend that time to nurture the relationship.
我们不再花时间来经营这个关系。
I think too often we let the world make us taskmasters instead of fathers and mothers.
我觉得很多时候我们允许世界让我们成为督工，而不是成为父亲或母亲。
The parent-child relationship is to be continually growing in love, in discipline, conversation, guidance.
父亲与孩子之间的关系需要是不断的来长进，在爱里面管教、交流、引导、怜悯和理解。
Continuing to grow in mercy and understanding.
需要有更多的怜悯跟理解。
We need to listen as well as talk.
我们不仅要说，我们也要听。
And we need to encourage as well as admonish.
我们不仅要劝勉，也要来鼓励。
The Holy Spirit abiding in our hearts is willing to help us and teach us.
圣灵住在我们里面，他何等愿意来帮助我们。
So may we learn to be the parents and the adults in the fellowship that are exhibiting this heart of the Father and that are nurturing our sons and daughters to grow up as sons and daughters of God.
但愿神来教导我们如何来建立关系，来一起长大，成为神的儿女。
So how do we mature into sons?
那我们要如何长大成为儿子呢？
This relationship includes an open heaven. So let's spend time on this second point of remembering that we have an open heaven.
这个关系是与敞开的天有关的，所以我们会讲到第二点，我们需要来记得我们有一个敞开的天。
Our Father is not distant, and sin no longer separates us. There's nothing between us and the Lord.
我们的神并不是高高在上，他乃是与我们中间已经没有间隔。
We have been brought into fellowship with God, and He's given us His indwelling Holy Spirit to enable that fellowship.
我们已经被带进与神的交通里面，他也赐给我们圣灵，可以与他交通。
He's made all provision for us.
他已经给了我们一切的供应。
And all wisdom and power are in Christ for us.
一切的智慧和能力都在基督里。
Matthew chapter 3 verses 16 and 17 talks about this open heaven.
马太福音三章十六节十七节讲到这个敞开的天。
After being baptized, Jesus immediately came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
Now, immediately after this event, we see recorded in Luke 4:1 the temptations of Jesus.
在这个事情之后，我们就看到路加福音四章一节里面，耶稣来受试探。
Said Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil.
这里面讲到耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野受试探。
Now we know from the Bible that Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, overcame all of the temptations of the devil.
从圣经里面我们看到耶稣他被圣灵充满，他就战胜一切的试探。
But the devil has not given up.
但是魔鬼并不放弃。
He constantly works to deceive and destroy the children of God.
他还要继续来欺骗，来毁坏神的孩童们。
The enemy wants to hinder God's purpose and hinder us from growing up and maturing as sons.
仇敌乃是要来阻挡我们长大成为儿子。
But we need not fear.
但我们并不需要害怕。
All has been given to us to equip us.
一切都已经给了我们，来帮助我们。
We have an open heaven and we have an indwelling spirit.
我们有一个敞开的天，我们有内住的圣灵。
May we always be attentive to that indwelling spirit and be obedient to his voice.
但愿我们能够常常留意到住在我们里面的圣灵，也来顺从他的声音。
When we believe in Jesus, our sins are forgiven and we are given this new life.
当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们的罪就已经被赦免，我们也得着新的生命。
The person of the Holy Spirit abides in each and every one of you as believers.
基督住在我们里面，我们作为信徒，我们就有内住的圣灵。
And 1 John 2:27 says, His anointing teaches you all things and is true and not a lie.
约翰一书二章二十七节讲到，主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
So the Holy Spirit lives in us, but we have a choice to how much room we give Him.
圣灵住在我们里面，但我们需要做一个选择，我们要给他多少空间。
Are our hearts full of many other things that we quench the Spirit?
我们的心好像被很多东西占据，我们来浇灭圣灵的感动。
In Acts chapter 6 and 7, there's a record multiple times of our brother Stephen that said he was full of the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传6到7节有多次记载到斯提凡他被圣灵充满。
And then in chapter 7, verses 55 and 56, it said, Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
在7章55节到56节讲到斯提凡被圣灵充满定睛望天看见神的荣耀又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
This occurred when Stephen was being stoned to death by the people.
这件事情是发生在斯提凡在被众人用石头打的时候。
And yet he seemed to already be seated in the heavenlies as he prayed for those that were stoning him.
当他为这些用石头砸他的人祷告的时候，他好像已经在天上了。
And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他们说，父神赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Stephen was no longer trying to be like Christ, he was like Christ.
斯提凡他并不是在努力的像基督，他乃是已经像基督。
And how?
如何做到呢？
By being full of the Holy Spirit and being dependent moment by moment on His leading, His working.
乃是借着被圣灵充满，每时每刻都跟随圣灵的带领。
Realizing God is not distant, we have this open heaven.
我们要知道父神并不是远远的，他乃是与我们没有间隔。
This is putting away the childish things and learning to live in sonship.
这乃是使我们脱离孩童的样式，使我们长大成为儿子。
We stop murmuring and judging others, and we can start praying continually, which is just like breathing to us.
我们不再抱怨或者论断别人，乃是不住的祷告，好像呼吸一样。
We can love our enemies and rest because we have full provision in Christ.
我们可以爱我们的仇敌，我们可以安息，因为我们知道在主里面我们满有丰盛。
But to take hold of that provision, we have to stop living for everything on this earth and for ourselves.
但要得着这些丰盛，我们需要停止在地上，好像活着像一个浪子一样。
May we keep our eyes fixed on Him and that which is of eternal value.
我们需要转眼定睛在他身上，而不是地上的东西。
This is living in the light of His love.
这个乃是住在这个光中，当我们看见他的爱。
Whether at home, at the workplace, every moment, every day.
在家里，在学校，在工作的地方，每一天都这样。
We should be under an open heaven, relying upon that Spirit that is fully available to us.
我们需要住在那敞开的天底下，完全的来依靠圣灵。
And if we are separated from God, then we need to repent.
如果我们与神来分离了，我们需要赶紧的悔改。
You know, it's very interesting. The more we mature as sons, the more we actually repent.
很有意思的是，当我们更多的成熟，我们就发现自己更多次的悔改。
Repenting multiple times through the day.
好像一天会悔改好多次。
And why is that? Because we're more sensitive to anything that separates us from that relationship that is so precious.
为什么是这样呢？乃是因为我们更加的敏感，知道我们与神的关系好像被搅扰了。
That's true for what separates us from our relationship with God the Father and with one another as brothers and sisters.
这个应用在我们与父神的关系上，也应用在我们与儿女的关系上。
We long for restoration and we humbly come to repent.
我们实在渴慕关系的恢复，所以我们要悔改。
A son confidently knows that the father will never leave nor forsake him.
一个儿子他知道父亲永远不撇弃他，也不丢下他。
A son is fully confident that heaven does rule over the affairs of man.
一个儿子他乃是确信在人各样的事物上诸天都掌权。
And a son realizes, just as the father in Luke 15 told the older son, all that I have is yours.
一个儿子他乃是像刚刚路加福音十五章里面父亲所说的，我一切所有的都是你的。
A son delights in the father's presence, and he boasts in the father's love, and he shares who he is to others.
一个儿子他乃是享受父亲的同在，他夸口父亲的爱，他也来来与其他人说父亲是谁。
The Lord intends us to be those sons that fully understand his heart.
父亲渴慕我们可以成为那儿子，我们完全明白父亲的心。
And that can be responsible to handle the family business.
使我们也可以来负责任，来管理家中的事务。
You know, one with the Father and the Son, together as brothers and sisters, we are to live in the fullness of the abundance of His presence.
我们乃是要与父神、与圣灵、与耶稣合一。我们是弟兄姊妹们，我们要活在神家中的丰盛里。
So this brings us to really the last point I want to consider this morning.
所以今天我们会讲到第三点。
As sons, we are called to be stewards of this inheritance.
作为儿子，我们乃是被呼召要来做管家。
Stewards of the inheritance that we share in Christ.
我们乃是要来管理我们在基督里共有的产业。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 and 2 tells us, Let a man regard us as in this manner, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
哥林多前书四章一到二节里面讲到，人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
And in this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
A steward is one who can undertake the responsibility, or a son, excuse me, is one who can undertake the responsibility of being a steward in the house of God.
一个儿子他乃是可以来承担作为神家中管家的责任。
So what is a steward?
那一个管家是什么？
A steward is one who is responsible to manage and care for the things of the household.
一个管家他乃是需要来管理跟照顾家中的事物的。
First, we must recognize that everything belongs to God and really is rightfully His.
首先我们需要意识到一切事情都是属于神，他都拥有权柄。
I think we often stumble in this line of thinking of that the Lord has given us certain things.
我觉得很多时候我们总是有一个错误的观念，我们觉得神给了我们东西。
In this sense that He's given them to us and they're ours, right?
那这个东西好像就变成是我们的。
Our house, our job, our car, our time.
我们的时间，我们的工作，我们的时间。我们的车子。
You know, the Lord has given us many things, but not in the sense that we can do with them what we desire and want.
神实在给了我们许多的供应，但是这并不意味着我们想做什么就做什么。
He does not give us certain talents or things that we can have control over how they're used.
他不是给我们才干和任何的事情使我们可以随己意来用。
But rather, He gives us all things to be stewards under His, God's authority.
他乃是赐给我们这些东西，使我们成为管家，来好好的管理。
You know, perhaps we think, it is my money, I earned it.
可能有些时候我们觉得这是我的钱，我赚的。
But, I can bring a tithe to the Lord. I know how to do that math, right, in the Old Testament. I can calculate 1/10.
我可以像旧约一样算出来，我要奉献十分之一。
But is that before taxes, after taxes? I don't know.
但不知道是税前还是税后。
And then what about a tithe of our time?
那我们时间的十分之一呢？
I think it's a little more complicated for us to calculate.
我觉得这个好像就有点难算了。
Right? And the problem is this line of thinking is all wrong.
但问题就是这样的想法是错的。
The reality is that it all belongs to the Lord.
实际上一切都属于神。
And anything He's given is by His grace.
一切他所给的都是他的恩典。
Right, and he has given it, and any right I have to use these provisions is only under his authority and by his grace.
他给了我们这些东西，我们能够来运用，都是因着他的恩典，也乃是要在他的权柄底下。
And as his steward, it's not important what responsibilities he's given us in the house.
作为一个管家，他的责任要管理什么，其实并不重要。
What is important is whether we are trustworthy and faithful with what he has given us.
关键是他实在是要忠心跟信实在他的责任上。
Another verse in Romans chapter 12 verses 6 to 8, Paul states, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us.
在罗马书十二章六到八节，保罗讲到我们所得的恩赐各有不同。
Each of us is to exercise them accordingly.
我们就需要来照着我们所有的恩赐来执行。
If prophecy according to the proportion of his faith.
若或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
If service in his serving,
或做执事就当专一执事。
Or he who teaches in his teaching,
或做教导的就当专一教导。
He who exhorts in his exhortation,
或做劝化的就当专一劝化。
He who gives with liberality,
施舍的就当诚实。
He who leads with diligence,
治理的就当殷勤。
And he who shows mercy with cheerfulness,
怜悯人的就当甘心。
Again, that was in Romans 12:6-8.
就在罗马书十二章五到六节，六到八节。
The challenge is sometimes we are asked by the Lord to give something, and we kind of think it belongs to us.
我们很多时候挑战就是神向我们要一些东西，我们觉得这些东西是我们的。
We think, "Oh, this is our cross."
我们就觉得这是我的十字架。
But when we see it all belongs to the Lord.
但如果我们看见一切都属于主，
It's not ours to hold on to.
并不是我们要抓住的东西。
Everything is His grace. Even the breath that I have, the ability to walk, to talk, to think today is all the grace of God.
一切的，我们一切所有的都是他的恩典。我们现在有呼吸，我们可以说话，可以走路，都是他的恩典。
It is His, and I am called to be a good steward. Of that which is his.
乃是他来呼召我成为他的管家。
When we freely give as the Lord leads us to, then we are blessed.
当我们愿意来给出来的时候，我们就被神祝福。
And he is pleased.
他就喜悦。
And we must always remember his supply is inexhaustible.
我们也需要来记得他的供应从来都没有捷径。
My father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, Psalm 50 tells us.
在诗篇五十章里面讲到千山上的牲畜也是他的。
And as heirs, we inherit all in him.
作为后嗣，我们乃是继承一切在他里面。
In fact, our inheritance is Christ himself.
我们的产业就是基督他自己。
And we as sons are his inheritance.
我们作为儿子也是他的产业。
And the only thing of real lasting value is that which is eternal.
这一切有永恒价值的是有恒价值的只有这些永恒的事物。
And we have to be careful not to stumble over these things that are passing away.
我们需要来小心不要来跌倒在这些稍纵即逝的东西。
Our houses, our jobs will all pass away.
我们的房屋我们的工作都要过去。
We brought nothing into this world and we will take nothing out with us.
我们来到这个世界的时候什么也没有带来我们走的时候什么也带不走。
But we are to be good stewards of it while we're here on this earth.
但我们在地上的时候我们应该做一个好的管家。
You know, Luke chapter 21, the widow gave only two mites.
在路加福音二十一章里面，那个寡妇投了两个小钱。
But was that one tenth?
那个是十分之一吗
？It said it was all that she had.
主说那是她一切养生的。
She gave all that she had, and the Lord took notice.
她把一切养生的都投上了，主就看见她。
She gave all that she had, and she inherited everything.
她把一切都给了，她在基督里要继承一切。
One of the most challenging things of our day, these days, is our time.
在现今的时代，有一个很有挑战的，就是我们的时间。
You know, the enemy wants to get us very busy.
仇敌想要让我们变得非常忙碌。
Busy even doing good things.
好像忙着做很多好事。
Or maybe even busy doing things, quote, for the Lord.
或者做很多好像是为神做的事。
We can get so occupied that we're not available for where He wants to take us or what He wants us to do this day.
我们变得如此的忙碌，甚至都没有时间来做神真正要我们做的事情。
And how He wants to bring us into His fullness today.
他实在想要带领我们进入到他的丰盛里面。
We need to be a good steward of His time.
我们需要来做一个好的管家，来管理他所给的时间。
And ask Him every moment of our day to guide and direct and to protect.His time.
每一个时刻我们都来祷告求他来带领也来教导我们保护他所赐的时间。
Because it's all His time.
因为都是他所赐的时间。
You know, finally, one of the greatest treasures that He has entrusted us with in this day is one another.
最后我们也讲到神所赐给我们的最宝贵的东西之一就是我们彼此。
May we know how to take up that responsibility of coming together, praying together, upholding one another.
但我们都可以承担起这个责任，一同聚集，一同祷告，一同交通。
Fellowshipping together.
我们可以一同来交通。
In our homes with brothers and sisters.
在我们的家中与弟兄姊妹们一起。
And as we do that, we must always remember it's not, I'm doing this as a son and their children.
当我们做这些的时候，我们并不是站在一个我是儿子，你是孩童的地位。
It must be from a position of brother and sister.
应该是一个弟兄与姊妹之间的地位关系。
Even nurturing our children into that fellowship of being brother and sister with us.
就算我们在与儿女在交通的时候，我们也是弟兄和姊妹的关系。
Because we are all to grow up and take on this responsibility of being sons in the house.
因为我们乃是要一同来长大，成为儿子。
You know, what a wonderful term this is, brother and sister.
实在是很美好的称呼，弟兄和姊妹。
We are actually siblings with equal inheritance in Christ.
我们其实是承受同等产业的兄弟姐妹们在基督里。
Equal inheritance of the infinite riches in Christ.
我们乃是得着同等的产业，那乃是无限测不透的基督的丰盛。
It really drives home what Paul told us in Romans 12:10, it says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
罗马书十二章十节告诉我们，爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
May we be good stewards of what the Lord's given us with one another.
但愿我们都成为那个好管家，来管理神所赐给我们的弟兄，每一个弟兄姊妹们。
You know, we ask the Lord as His disciples, may we continue all to grow up into the maturity of sons.
我们也祷告当我们继续在做基督的门徒的时候我们可以来长大成为儿子。
May we learn to walk every day, every moment under this open heaven that He's given us.
当我们每一天每一个时刻乃是走在一个敞开的天底下。
Being full of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's within us, may we allow Him to fill us with His life.
乃是被我们里面内住的圣灵允许他来充满我们。
And may we be in continual fellowship with the Father and the Son. He has made that provision for us.
也但愿我们可以与父与子都有不间断的交通，因为他已经给了我们。
Continually throughout the day, calling upon our Abba Father.
每一天我们要来呼求阿爸父。
Not waiting until we just get into trouble.
不是等到我们遇到麻烦了才呼叫他。
He wants to be with us every moment of the day, and we are to enjoy this life, but not apart from Christ.
每一个时间我们都要来呼求他我们乃是要来享受我们的时间乃是与基督一起来享受
And may we repent quickly whenever we've done anything that disturbs or interferes with this relationship with our Lord
也但愿每当我们发现与主的关系有一些搅扰的时候我们都快快的悔改快快的恢复关系
As we walk under an open heaven we realize that it is all His grace
我们走在一个敞开的天底下，我们就发现一切都是他的恩典。
And He has called us to a very great calling to be stewards of His provisions and grace.
他也实在有一个很高的呼召，乃是叫我们来作为他的管家。
But He's also fully equipped us to be those stewards.
他也完全的来装备我们，使我们可以来胜任。
And so may we together grow up and be those stewards of this inheritance we have in Christ.
但愿我们都可以一起来长大成为儿子，来管理在基督里所有的产业。
And be those that are trustworthy and faithful in his house.
使我们可以成为在他家中忠心的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are not distant, but you are our Abba Father.
主，我们感谢你，你不是离我们很远，你乃是我们的阿爸父。
We can call upon you and you delight to answer us. You delight to meet us.
我们可以呼叫你的名，你喜悦来与我们相遇。
Lord, may we be sensitive to anything that interferes with this relationship.
主，但愿我们可以敏感有什么事情影响我们的关系。
And may we be quick to repent.
但愿我们都可以快快的悔改。
Lord, we know it's your desire to run and to embrace us.
主，我们知道。主，我们知道你实在是要跑着来迎接我们。
Lord, we want to be those that come humble and repentant.
主，我们要做这个忧伤痛悔回到你面前的人。
Entering into the fullness of the joy of that relationship with you.
我们要进入到与你关系里面这满足的喜乐。
And Lord, we are so thankful that you have bestowed grace upon grace on us.
主，我们也实在感谢你，你实在对我们是恩上加恩。
Lord, forgive us where we think that that grace is for just our use and purpose.
主，求你赦免我们，我们把你所赐的恩当作我们自己的。
Lord, by your mercy, teach us how to be those stewards of all that you provided.
主，借着你的恩典，求你教导我们如何来管理这些产业。
Every practical thing you've given us is really yours.
每一个我们在地上要做的事情。
May we use it for your glory and your honor.
求你使我们做这些乃是为着你的恩
and may,
你的荣耀。
May we be those that together manifest the Father's heart to one another.
愿意我们都一起要来显现父神的心肠。
And Lord, we do ask that you would really do a restoration and a reviving in our families.
主，我们祷告求你来复兴我们在家中的关系。
That each family would represent that Father-son relationship.
使每个家庭都要来表露这个父亲与儿子的关系。
That intimacy.
这个亲密。
And Lord, that we would be those that are fully surrendered and obedient.
主，也求你帮助我们，使我们完全的顺服。
Completely trusting you.
完全的信靠你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.